Did lots of families live on the ranch where you lived?
Years ago, it seemed like there was each farmer had his own farm. But there was a beautiful, big farms, not little places. Now, most of us, like Lakewood now, which is Lakewood now, used to be Montana Landing Company. My dad was a superintendent there. And it was just the farm where we were staying here in Hawaiian Gardens, and the hired help. But then the office was up here, the ways from the hired help was around close to Lake Bellflower and Carson.
So the hired help didn't have their families there, and they...
Oh, they were just single men.
They lived in the...
Yeah, they bring them from Mexico to work. They were all Mexican people, Mexican men.
Did you have much contact with them?
No. No, all the men would work. The families would never have any contact with them or anything. Or we were strict. My folks were really strict, all the folks. They say we went to school, they gave a certain time to get back. And we had to get back or else we had to give an account for it. Or if we didn't come back at a certain time, well, at the weekends we couldn't go no place. We couldn't go to the beach or anything. Because that's how my mother punished us. My dad was the one that would really hit and whip us when he had a chance to, but he never was home long enough to. Like, he had to travel quite a bit. And that's the reason how my mother happened to be in that ranch all the time, because it belonged to my uncle. And my mother would stay with my aunt and my uncle while my dad went to Mexico, where he was sent to get the help, because he was always going and coming.
So when he was gone, she'd move in?
No, she'd stay there.
She just stayed there.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Okay, the house that you described to me was a house that you stayed on.
It was our little shack.
It was your shack that you stayed
mm-hmm.
in on the farm?
Uh-huh.
Was your uncle's?
Well, the farm, yes.
Okay.
And it was two, well his was in the other end and ours was in the other end, towards Carson.
Mm-hmm.
And if my things were in storage, I can show you some of the pictures I have. That's how it happened that we were there always in Hawaiian Gardens. A lot of times I would go to Bellflower with my aunt. On weekends I had to work over there. Before I went to work at Masberry Farm, I would just bud dahlias. So it would be beautiful. To sell them to the market, at Long Beach Market, we'd go to Long Beach Market with my uncle. Out there close now, which is a courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
And the market was around that whole block like that. And like I said, I was raising Hawaiian gardens, and only weekends I would go with my aunt.
Did your parents go out very much socially?
No. The only time they would go out would be in church. We'd come to our teacher at a little church. And we had picnics. And the whole families would get the picnics and go down the river. This used to be a beautiful river with willow trees and sand and water. And that's where we had picnics. And that's the only time we got together. And then everybody go to their own homes. But that's what my folks never did. Oh, my uncles, years ago, they never got, unless they had a dance in some ranch, a baptism, or a wedding. And that's the only time.
Now, were they Catholic?
No. My dad got out, when he got away from Santa Barbara, he went to his mother, which he was a German, and he was a Christian Science. So my dad turned into a Christian Science. My mother was a Catholic, and for some reason, I don't know, she never told us, because we never was able to ask questions when we were small. She became a Methodist, Christian, I mean, Protestant. And we went to that little church.
Which was a Protestant church?
Mm-hmm.
Did your mom ever do work outside the house?
No. Not until after Depression, when my dad retired. She worked in the cannery, just for a very short time. That's the only time that she really worked. She had her hands full with all of us at home. But a woman wasn't, you never seen a workout. Never. I never remember my aunt or any ladies working out. It was just the men. Or the children, if they had allowed, if I had a ranch, like most of us, my brothers and my cousins would have to go and give them hay during the weekends to the horses, bring them to get them water, or whole sugar beets. But the boys would do all that.
What kinds of chores would you have?
Mine? Well, I didn't do nothing. My mother never wouldn't even let me go in the kitchen. And if once in a great while when she would punish me, she would make me iron. And then it was that iron that you put on top of the wood, on top of the stove. That's how she used to punish me. But I never worked in the house. No cooking, no washing, did nothing.
Was that hard then when you grew up and needed to know how to do those things?
Yes, it was. When I got married, that was hard because I married an Italian, and they had a great big farm, very, very big farm. His people had tomatoes and grapes in Fresno. And when you started washing by hand, I'd cry my head off. It wasn't doing me no good. And I had to, that's why I had to learn how to cook. Then I got divorced and came back to Hawaiian Garden.
You talked some about things that you did when you were little. Was most of your play outside?
Oh, yeah.
Did you do... Can you tell me more about things?
Well, I was like a tomboy. Horseback riding, play ball, kick the can, spin the bottle. That was the kind of games we played. And then we always played with, like, the Caracaburros. They were Spaniards. And they were from Hawaiian Gardens also. And the Magords. Well, at night we'd get together, all us kids on that farm. And just play in the farm. We'd hide and go seek, play ball most of the time. But we were most like tomboy.
Were there ever things that you weren't supposed to do because you were a girl?
What was that?
Were there ever things that you weren't supposed to play or that they didn't want you to play because you were a girl?
No, I used to play marbles with them. No, they never pushed me in the side. And then when I started growing up, my brothers went in the service. That's where I learned how to play poker. Dives. I was a regular tomboy. And then, like, I worked all the time, so... My mother took care of my three children while I worked. So when I come home, she'd cook and she'd wash dishes and do everything. All I knew was just bring the money in to feed my kids, like a man.
Did anybody prepare you at all for menstruation?
No.
Were you taught?
No, I was never told. Years ago, you couldn't be told. You had to learn the hard way. You never could ask your parents nothing. Especially my folks were very like that. My mother was very funny about explaining things to us. To me anyway, or to my sister. She never explained nothing. Nothing. We didn't know, we were agreeing all the way around.
What was that like for you then when it happened?
Well, I heard a lot of it with other kids in school. That's how I was prepared for it. But it didn't bother me. I wouldn't tell my mother though.
You didn't tell her?
Until she found out for herself. Then she asked me how long, and then I told her. But then I knew it from Ruth Barber was the one that used to tell us everything. She was the oldest one in the bunch.
So what did you do when it happened that first time?
No, I think I just cleaned up myself, took a bath, and then I just kept clean. That's all. I would never let on, you know, anything. If I got anything, I used to burn it up. I was managed to take the papers out of the can to burn up the papers. Because we had to burn the papers. Years ago, you was allowed to burn papers. We had a hole out in the ranch. And we'd throw all those papers in that hole and start a fire.
That's what you used for it, was paper?
No, I mean to start fires.
Oh, I see.
We had any... I try to get little rags. And... or some of my old underwear, I would cut them up and wrap them up. Use pins. Because I was told that we never, years ago, you didn't have that, what we have now. Years ago, we didn't have napkins or soap. We had to make our own soap. everything. We had to make everything except sugar, flour, and lard. It's the only thing we didn't make. But everything, or rice, or beans. But then everything else we had to make at home.
Did you grow vegetables at home?
Oh, yes. We had big vegetable gardens, corn. My mother used to count a lot. Because we're most of the time alone. My dad always be on the go. And then he was a good-looking man, so women and liquor for some of the spare time of his, so my mother was always alone. And that kind of work he done, too. So, but she never complained and never said nothing.
Were there ever special things that you would do with her?
My mother? Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. When we started getting big, anyway. My sister, Lohina, the Indian girl that still lives in Riverside, and I, she dresses up and we go to dance. She started showing us how to dance, my mother did. Because my mother used to love to dance. And she still dances. And she took us to a show. Now, the first show she took us, I'll never forget, was Ramona. And she would take us to a show, take us to a dance, or to picnics. When my dad was gone, well, she'd dress up, and we'd go to Los Angeles shopping. We'd go in to my horses, and we arrived at the plaza. Mm-hmm. They had a place where we used to tie horses. Even in Bellflower, Thompson's store, they had the store out of wooden building, and we had a big railroad. But he used to tie the horses, and then we'd go shopping, get the streetcar, and go into Long Beach. Mother, she was a sport with us. To this, all the time, even afterwards, she'd go dancing with us. She loved dancing. That was her main dancing. She's a very good-looking woman. She never complained. She worked hard with taking care of kids, but never complained.
When you started to school, first of all, let me ask you, was Spanish the language that was spoken at home?
Oh, no, you couldn't. Spanish, yeah. No. When my dad was home, it was English. That's all. He said, someday you're going to go to school and you have to speak English. Because years ago, they used to divide the school. One side of the school is all what they call the white people, and the other side of the rope were the Mexicans. Even in Bellflower's show, they had a rope right in the middle of the show.
In the movie theater?
Yes, ma'am. Until one day, my aunt from Bellflower said, that's getting too far. So she went and ripped the rope. That's when my dad went to Los Angeles, and he got quite a bit of American people to go and fight that case, mm-hmm. to take that rope, dividing the Mexicans. Mm-hmm. They went to Superior Court in Los Angeles.
Did you experience growing up people saying things to you or doing things because you were Mexican?
No. We were all equal, even the colored people. That's what I can understand now, to see how they're fighting. And then when we were at school, we all sat down in against a big tree, the limb of a tree. And we'd take our lunch in little buckets of cans of lard. And we'd divide whatever we had, and we were mixed. After they ripped that rope. But that was divided years and years ago.
At the school too, when they took the rope out of the theater, then did they not have it at school either?
No, they took everything out. And there was no misunderstanding, nothing. We played together, no complaints or nothing. One color fellow was the one who saved my life one night. We got paid at Consolidated, and it was back pay. We were coming up the hill, and this little colored girl, her name was Lolly. I told her, I said, I got a feeling they're going to be hunting for us. So we started walking up the hill, and we spotted that. I don't know whether it was the Army or the Navy. I mean, the Army or the Marines, that little thing shining on that top of that dry tree. And I said, look up there. But her dad had already told us, says, well, when you're coming up, don't be afraid. I'll be waiting for you. Well, that little colored man just beat the devil out of that man. And he was a serviceman waiting for the girls to go by there that night. They were all getting paid back pay.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the one that saved my life that night. But that's the reason I can't understand how they're fighting now. 10 years ago, it wasn't like that. We went down to watch the show, and they never bothered us. They make cornbread, and they're, I don't know what they call it. We used to sit there and eat with them, and they never bothered us.
So you spoke English when you went to school?
Mm-hmm. All the time. You couldn't speak Spanish then. All English. Not until lately, but when I went to school. And then the teacher had the right to hit you. I got whipped many times in my hands with a ruler. You had to put your hands like that when you went to school. And you couldn't talk. And then you had first, second, third, and fourth, I think it was in one room. Fifth, sixth, and seventh was in the other room. And we never had no trouble of one didn't know how to read or the one made fun of the other one. We never had any trouble like that. Unless if we whispered, a teacher would make us stand up there and write in the blackboard. Or hit our hands if we were throwing something around.
How did you like school?
I liked school. But I had to quit school because, like I said, during depression. My mother got sick, my dad got sick. And I had to take care of my brothers at home. And then I got too big that I thought, well, why go to school now? So that's when I was in the fifth grade when I quit school. My dad had the typho fever, mm-hmm. And my mother had surgery for cancer. Tumor cancer, they called it at that time, at County Hospital in Los Angeles. And we stayed here in the right by ourselves. And my brother would chop, Joe, my brother, the oldest one would chop wood. And the other one would bring the wood in, the other one would bring the water, and that's why I had to learn how to, I didn't even know how to cook a potato, fried potato. And that's all we had, potatoes and beans. And to put pepper, I put cinnamon. And that's my life. But I had a good time, even if I did, I had to take care of my little brother. We were too close. Still we're too close. Except one, but then we had to look at him. But we were always in Hawaiian Gardens, Lakewood. There's all there was, tumbleweeds. We ran after weasels. We thought they were little dogs, you know, wild dogs. But they looked like little wild dogs. We ran after them. We get in the pigs. We get a hold of one big pig and tie him up and make him squeal. Oh, we got into a lot of things. But we had a lot of fun, but we never got whipped because we never hurt each other. Or we never was allowed to cuss or swear. We never did do that. We helped each other, just a routine. One was doing something, we chip in and help the other one.
And you were real close with your aunt.
Oh, yes. My aunts, I was real close. And all of them. I got one right now that yesterday she called me because I didn't call her. And they always did like me. We were taught to respect, and we respect them. And they had the right, if we said anything out of the way, they could whip us. I got many whippings from my uncle, but a horse whip, many a time. But we respected the old folks, no matter who they were. And they were uncle to us, or aunt. Even if we were just knowing for 5 minutes, they were still our uncles and aunts. But you respect. Over nowadays, you don't even respect enough. They give you a shove and you keep on walking. And then in the Welland School, when I was growing up there, we didn't have no swings. We used to have ropes. And make a knot. Mm-hmm. And stand on that knot and they push you up and down. Those trees are still there in Woodruff and Carson.
Mm-hmm. What did you wear when you...
Oh, we had to wear dress. We had those bloomers. They go clip to your knees. Your dress had to be below your knee. Then you had to have black shoes with laces. You had heavy cotton socks. We were like a nun to do it. I had long hair. The big, beautiful red ribbons, the white ribbons, my mother liked the white ribbons. No makeup. No cream, no nothing. We were clean. Me and my brothers were patched up and everything, but cleanness. We were very clean.
How did your dresses hold up climbing trees and
My mother knew when I climbed up trees. That we were always, we never had no slacks or anything like that. Going on a horse, we had to sit sideways, but I never could sit sideways. I'd slip off. But I'd climb on a horse. My dress, she knew though when we were horseback riding or something like that. She always managed to have something old. Because as soon as we came from school, she made us take our clothes off, hang them up. Or if there was anything mended or had to be mended or buttoned, we had to do it ourselves. So we always took care of that. We wouldn't rip them. And then most of our clothes, my mother would make them. And out of sugar, years ago, they used to sell snacks. And they bleach them. And they come out like if it was linen. And my mother would make our clothes and our underwear with that. She'd crochet a little bit or embroidery on top so it wouldn't look so bad. Mm-hmm. But that's how we were dressed. And we were dressed just as good as the other ones that had a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And the ones that had money, they never shoved us in the side. They always, like the Bixby girls, now they had a lot of money. But they were just like with us.
You said you played with them a lot.
Uh-huh. We went to school together at Llewellyn. Now I think there's only one there. One of them's got a... Before that Mr. Bixby died, he bought a farm for all his hired help. And, well, one of the Baldonados still lives in that ranch. He gave each a hired help a land and a house in Placencia. Mm-hmm. And I think the last one still lives in Oceanside or someplace around there. That was a beautiful farm, mm-hmm. Beautiful home. Beautiful. But then the girls, when we went over there, we had to go to the back. The girls were never always allowed, or the boys, to come to the front, mm-hmm. Their family. They always had to go to the back.
Their children too?
Their children. And they used to take the kids, their children used to take the shoes to go in the house. They were that strict. Mm-hmm. And we always stayed in the kitchen or out in the porch. They'd bring apples or something like that, and they'll eat them with them. But we weren't allowed to go. One time we went through the whole house, because Mr. and Miss Bixby wasn't home, and the girls showed us the house. And we went through the whole house. It was a beautiful home.
Did you stay friends with them even after you got older?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Until, I think, the one that got married. I think it was a boy that got married first, and then they just started drifting. Mm. During the war, you know, they got married, and she went away. And I didn't see her until not very long ago. I think when Mr. Bixby died. I was working at Douglas at that time. We used to go swimming right there in that hole they had over there. That's where I learned how to swim. They had a hole. That we call the water hole. That's where we really learned how to swim in there, because they shoved me in that hole, and that's how I learned how to swim. Then we went down the river. They had one of those that draws you in. It scared me.
That's a whirlpool.
Then it scared me, so I wouldn't go swimming no more. Mm-hmm. But he used to loan us his horses.
Who's he, Mr. Bixby?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Us kids, just don't whip them or run them off. And he said, well, if you bring them back, we know those horses are sweat. You're not going to use them no more. And he loaned us his horses. We'd go to Los Alamitos all over and come back. We'd go out there to talk to the shepherd. He used to be a shepherd. He used to have this great big cheese. And we'd go there and we'd sit with him. He'd give us some of that cheese and some, at that time, the French bread, real long one. Mm-hmm. So half the time was dry because of, I don't know how old it was, but we used to eat it with it. We just sit there and visit with that old shepherd. And when he got tired of us, he sent us home. But we never done anything to hurt him or hurt his son. I don't know. And any place we went, nobody told us no trespassing. You just cross the farm and they go away. Only we watch out if they had sugar beets planted, new sugar beets, or had alfalfa, mm-hmm. then we knew how to go around. We wouldn't trap the crop.
And what happened when your parents both got sick and you were in fifth grade and you quit school to help
take care
of
my brother? Take care of them.
Yeah. Were you able to play as much then?
Oh yeah, I played with my brothers. I'd take my little brother outside, mm-hmm. the one that was in the Navy. And we'd take turns taking care of him, and I'd play. If they were playing marbles, I'd play marbles and we'd take turns. Mm-hmm. Well, we got along pretty good. My cousins and I, because it was at Castillo's. We got along pretty good. Good old days.
When did you start going out with boys?
I was about 15 years old. But then I'd go to a Carmelita for a dance, but then my brothers would be right there all the time. And then they'd take me home.
Your brothers would take you home?
And they stayed there in the dance because I had a brother who loved to dance. Mm-hmm. Two of them. And then the war broke out and then they had to go to service, left home. I stayed with my mother and my dad. And my dad passed away in 51. I'm still having to take care of my mother. I still enjoyed it. Now I go to senior citizens, pass time there with them, play cards, play bingo, have something to eat, visit, laugh about the old times. Because they're all old people that knew me years and years ago.
You go to the senior citizens in Hawaiian Gardens?
Well, I go because I know everybody there. Well, I know part of it in Norwalk here, but not like over there, because they're old people there.
They're people who were kids when you were there?
And then some of them are, they're older than, well, some of them, one lady there is 101 right now. Mm-hmm. And she knew me since I was this real, Belfast says she remembered me. So they're just old people. And now I know quite a bit are coming to eat there from the ones that work at Douglas and retired. And we all laugh over there. I call one a lover boy. We used to work at Douglas together. A lot of them is from Douglas. They go over there and sit there and visit for the old folks. Mm-hmm. That was my life.
when you were growing up, a teenager in
Beverly. You'll get it in the other room.
Okay. Were there gangs around?
No.
At all?
No.
Did you know about gangs that were in Los Angeles?
There were no gangs. Only thing we would hear is gangsters. But then we had little radios. That's all we did on television. We only had one little pretty radio, which we all shared. And at night we used to put Inner Sanctum and Spooky Stories. We all sit around the floor like that. We had on the wooden floor. And then we had a little radio right in the middle. We'd sit there and look at the story. Oh, my grandmother used to tell a story, bed story. That's what it was. We didn't hear nothing. Only like big gangsters, and we hear once in a while. So and so, like Lindbergh Caves. And that other one that killed all those kids from San Diego to San Francisco was putting them in bottles. Just those, something like that once in a great while.
You didn't have any contact with the Pachucos?
No, there wasn't. You know when Pachucos started in 51? Mm-hmm. No, 45.
Mm-hmm.
45 in San Diego. The Navy got a hold of them and tied them up, took their clothes off, cut their hairs. Mm-hmm. The Navy really cleaned them up over there. And they never bothered us, though. They just dressed like a Pachuco, black, and all that long hair. But they never bothered us. They stayed by themselves. They never disturbed nothing like these kids now. There were no gang fights or anything.
So it wasn't until you were in San Diego that you had any contact with them?
No, didn't have no contact. I saw it.
Yeah.
But I never had any contact with them. They never bothered us. They were just dressed like that. Mm. But you never seen them fighting. They didn't have no gang fight. But the gang fight started, I think, it was in 51 or 52. And they come from different towns. They're just school kids. We used to leave our door open at home. Nobody bothered us. We'd go any place, leave our house open. Well, to me, they never bothered me anything until I was here in 50, In 76, I was in the hospital. They went to my home and robbed me. But they never, they see me without cutting the lawn. The kids would come help me cut the lawn. Or if they see that I ran out of gas, the kids, I'll go and get a